Tonight, President Obama makes his case for a health care overhaul before a joint session of Congress. The stakes are high. It was a similar scene 16 years ago, September 22, 1993. Then President Clinton stepped up to the rostrum before a joint session of Congress and made his case.
This health care system of ours is badly broken, and it is time to fix it.
Paul Begala was a consultant to the Clinton administration and helped the president with that speech. He says the situation then was no less complicated than the one in which President Obama finds himself now.
There wasn't the same vehemence. We didn't have any kind of, you know, radical town hall meetings or anything, but the proposal was in trouble. The president was in trouble. We had marched those poor congressional Democrats through gays in the military. We had to raise taxes to help pay down the deficit that we'd inherited. We had a gun control bill. And, conservatives were highly engaged. And I think it was a very similar time to this.
And so why the decision to make this high-profile speech to the joint session of Congress? What was the goal?
Well, it was high risk and high reward. I think President Clinton felt like he didn't have a choice.
So this did feel like a risk.
It was a big risk. It was a huge risk. And, of course, it didn't work out. But I don't regret, and I don't think he regrets, making the effort. And I think now, a generation later, President Obama's learned a lot from our mistakes. He's also learned from what we got right. And I think he's actually in a better position to pass this than Bill Clinton was.
There was a now famous or infamous technical snafu at the beginning of the speech, the wrong speech on the teleprompter.
Yeah, we had loaded the wrong speech in the teleprompter because we sent one disc to the House Majority Leader's office to print out so members of Congress should have a copy. We sent another to the White House Communications Agency to load in the teleprompter. Unbeknownst to us, Waka, as we call them, Waka had put last January's economic speech in there just to have some copy so they could see if it was the right height and the prompter was working. Well, they didn't delete the old speech. The president knew that was the wrong speech.
That's not what I'm here for.
And Vice President called George Stephanopoulos over, and George went back and tried to work on it. But for 9 minutes, the wrong speech was in the teleprompter, and it was whirring forward and then backward as these poor Waka guys tried to find the right speech. Meanwhile, helpful aide that I was, I had taken his glasses away from him. And to save time, I had printed the text just in 12-point type, the emergency backup text, because who really needs it, you know?
Right, because you have the teleprompter, of course.
Right. So the poor guy was blind without his glasses, couldn't read 12-point type, and the teleprompter had the wrong speech whizzing 100 miles an hour forward and backward around him. And I asked him afterward. He did great. And I asked him later. I pulled him aside and I said, okay, you got to tell me, what does it feel like? Stand in front of the Congress of the United States, biggest speech of your life, technical topic, and have the teleprompter break. And he said, I thought, well, Lord, you're testing me. Okay, here goes.
I want to talk to you about a moment at the end of Bill Clinton's speech in 1993. He talked about the freedom of Americans to live without the fear that the healthcare system won't be there for them when they need it. Let's listen to what he said.
It's hard to believe that there was once a time in this century when that kind of fear gripped old age, when retirement was nearly synonymous with poverty, and older Americans died in the street.
So drawing a parallel there with Social Security and how that transformed America.
Right. President Clinton, very much a student of Dick Neustadt's books about presidential power and how presidents lead. And one of the most powerful ways they lead is by reasoning from analogy. And the Social Security example was spot on. It was something people knew, they were comfortable with. And so being able to analogize to that, I think, had some real power.
Hmm. Bill Clinton, when he made this speech in 1993, said, this is a magic moment and we must seize it. Miracles do happen, he said. But of course, as we know, by the next year, healthcare was dead. Do you see parallels now, 16 years later, or do you think the dynamic has changed in a dramatic way for President Obama?
Well, both. The parallels are, first off, the party opposite has decided to oppose anything. What's really different? He's speaking to a very different Congress. Bill Clinton spoke to a Congress where the Democrats, particularly in the House, thought if they ate right and exercised, they would always be in the majority. This Congress understands that if healthcare doesn't pass, it will be the Democrats in 2010 in the congressional level who will suffer the consequences, not President Obama in 2012. And I think Congress and the Democrats are much more committed to healthcare reform than they were 16 years ago.
Paul Begala is a Democratic strategist, and he was a consultant to President Bill Clinton.